Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning. And we are going to be telling you about a scam that's been going around that unfortunately has been around for quite a while, but been getting some emails about it. So I want to let you know about that. But right now, let's take a phone call. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. Hey, you just intrigued me. What kind of scam is old as the hills?
Believe it or not, it's a free piano scam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of them that go around, and it's, you would think that in this day and age, we don't have to warn people and say, hey, beware of this, it's a scam, but people still fall for it, unfortunately.
So basically, they lure you to a place and then just steal your cash?
No, not even. They send out emails and say, you know, I've got this free piano. If you know anybody that could use it, spread the word. And then when somebody reaches out to them, they claim this moving company already has it. They'll bring it to you. And then for some reason, people actually give them financial information to charge them for the delivery of the piano.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's the delivery charges. Yeah, I see. Yeah, that is sort of old as the hills. One thing I was going to ask, I don't live in the States, so I'm just kind of wondering, you know, the effect of, you remember how Trump has been accused, he's been basically convicted of the fraud in New York State by jacking up the real estate rates. And so, you know, I'm calling you from out in California where real estate is just crazy. Just insane high, you know, it's $6,000 a month rent. You got to be making $250,000 a year in order to pay $6,000 a month rent for a one or two bedroom apartment. Just crazy numbers. And I expect that the fake numbers that we're paying transfer all the way back to New York State, where this fraud was committed by him. And when he's out there claiming that, oh, the banks didn't lose money, well, the banks were the ones that were helping create fake numbers. And the banks were able to puff up their own value by claiming that they had value and collateral from a guy who was creating fraud. And so that transposes all around the country to, every small town at this point. That fake numbers of the value of real estate are the way to go. And so property taxes go up and the homelessness goes up too, because these old boys are, they do not want to raise the minimum wage, and they've even got the gall to claim that minimum wage is a crime to them, and that if it let the market take what it'll bear. And then nobody can afford to pay the rent in an insane place. And then the homelessness goes up. And now they're coming up with homelessness as a crime. Like down in Tennessee, back last summer, they came up with a law claiming that if you're homeless and you sleep in a park, that that's a crime that deserves a 6 months felony. Now, you catch a felony, you lose your right to vote. Now, what what kind of logic makes it so that if you're too poor, you lose your right to vote if you sleep in public land? Public land is what they used to call the commons. And the idea that the commons was owned by all of us. You know, the poor schmuck that goes out and buys a hamburger is paying taxes on that hamburger. And so he's paying for that park. But the rich guy that doesn't pay any taxes or pays a measly amount of taxes, he's the welfare cheat. And he's the one that makes sure that he gets representation and the poor guy doesn't. So, you know, the idea that Donald Trump's fraud in New York has gotten all the way around the country, and basically I would bet that it's gotten all around the world with the fake numbers that he dreamed up.
Well, I gotta just hold you there because I got some other calls, but thank you for the call.
Sure.
Have a good day. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I'd like to tell me where's the place for breakfast on Farms Corner Road. You mentioned before it was right after police station.
It's just another Phoenix restaurant. It's right after the sheriff's office, right after the House of Correction.
Okay, is it on the right side after past the railroad or left?
After you, so if you were coming from where the VF outlet used to be, you know that building there, it's now Health Tracks.
Yes.
If you're coming from that direction, it'll be on your left side right after the sheriff's office. You'll see just another Phoenix.
All right. What's the name of the place?
The street address?
Yes.
Give me 1 second because I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It is 450 Fonts Corner Road.
All right. Thanks a lot. I enjoy your show.
Thank you so much and enjoy your breakfast.
All right. Thank you very much.
And you too. If you want to have a great breakfast, head on over to Just Another Phoenix. And you can have not only sit down in the restaurant, but take it to go. But on a day like today, go spend some time. Come on, it's almost Easter weekend. Go spend some, hang out with the staff over there. They're great people. Sit at the counter. Talk to the cook while he makes your food right there on the grill in front of you. I remember not every memory I have of working in the restaurant business is terrible. It's just the terrible ones seem to stand out in my mind the most. But there were times that I did enjoy my job. And certainly, you know, when the boss wasn't around and I wasn't overly busy and I could go out front and get a cup of coffee and talk with some of the people at the counter, you know, I liked those days. There were some people that I actually did like that used to come in. There was a woman who was the spitting image of my grandmother. Her name was Louise. Everybody called her Wheezy. She looked like my grandmother's twin sister. In fact, the first time I saw her sitting at the counter, I thought my grandmother had come by. And it wasn't until I went out front, I heard her talking and she had a Southern accent that I was like, that's not grandma. Like, that's how much they looked alike. And the best day ever, because my grandmother was still alive at the time, so the best day ever was when my grandmother did come in to eat, and she came in to eat at a time when Wheezy came in to eat, and I got to introduce them to each other. And it was like that Spider-Man meme, where Spider-Man's pointing at Spider-Man, and they're just like going, it was like that exactly. And I wish this had been in a time of camera phones, or if we even had a camera, so we could have taken a picture of the two of them together. Because it was nuts. And I don't know why, but that's what just popped into my head, you know, when talking about my food service days. But there were a lot of characters. I tried to write a sitcom based on the diner and the experiences that I had working at Mill Pond Diner. But I was also like, there's no way Hollywood would buy this because they're going to say, there's no way this many quirky people would be in one location at one time, but absolutely, every day, every single day. And I'm sure a lot of them are still right there, sitting at the counter. Yep, I'm sure Tony's sitting at the counter, having his eggs. I'm trying to think of who might still be alive because I haven't worked there in 12 years. But they're all still going to go there every single day. Even though there's new owners and things have changed, they'll still be there because creatures of habit. Maybe they listen to WBSM on the radio there. Wouldn't that be weird? I've never gone back though. I was in Wareham the other day driving by at a time when the diner was open, which normally, you know, I'm never driving by there when it's open. And I was like, should I stop in and see like if anything's changed? And I was like, nope. I haven't stepped back foot in there in 12 years. I'm not doing it now. But anyway, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. And by the way, my negative experiences there have nothing to do with the people that are there now. The person who I had a problem with no longer there. Not only no longer there, no longer with us. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fairly well. You were talking about the Red Sox playing at 10 p.m. in Seattle tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a pretty good reason for that. I think if you... I don't have the schedule in front of me for Major League Baseball today and tomorrow, but the fact is that it's a proven fact that in weather that's below 50 degrees, attendance is way down at all ballparks. People just don't want to sit for 2.5 hours wearing a winter coat watching a baseball game. And I think Major League Baseball, what they try to do with the northern tier of teams like Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Boston, is try to put them the first couple of weeks of April on the road in, say, West Coast cities or southern cities where the where the weather conditions are more likely to be better than they are in the northern tier. I mean, we've had snowstorms in April here, you know. So I think that's the main reason why they do try to schedule. Like I say, I don't have a schedule in front of me, but I think you'll see that that's what they try to do, at least for the first couple of weeks of April.
Well, I mean, I get that, but Seattle's 45 degrees today.
Yeah, well...
And they don't play in a dome anymore.
Right, but they have to make those schedules out way in advance.
Oh, you know what? There is a roof on T-Mobile Stadium.
Yeah, and say there was a roof in Detroit, it was an indoor stadium, then, you know, the Tigers would probably be home, you know, but let's face it, like Chicago and Detroit, I mean, that can be pretty cold places at this time of the year, especially if you're going to be playing a night game.
If that's the case, if that's how you want to do it, if you want to have them play on the West Coast or play in a dome stadium or a retractable roof stadium, why not at least then say, well, we're going to give that West Coast team a day game so that it's not as late for the East Coast team to stay up and watch it. There's no excuse for it to be a 10-10 start no matter what.
I agree with you on that. I mean, that would be a lot better for people in the Eastern time zone, no question about it. But, of course, the Red Sox, I think the Red Sox are going to open at Fenway on April the 9th. I think I saw that on the news the other night.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that not only are they going to be playing in Seattle for a series, but while they're out there, they may be going down to, I don't know, now they play National League teams too, so they might be going down to San Francisco or maybe Los Angeles to play another three-game series before they come home. That's the main reason why I think Major League Baseball does that. You'd rather be going to a ball game in Atlanta than going to a game in Detroit at this time of the year.
Yeah, they'll be in Oakland after this, and then they'll be in L.A. to play the Angels.
Oh,
and then,
really?
Yep, yeah. And then they'll open up the 9th at home against the Orioles.
Yeah, and you know... like I say, I mean, I don't really want to sit 2.5 hours, say, in Detroit if the temperature's going to be in a night game. I'm talking about at night, like in the upper 30s. It's just not comfortable.
Well, I totally understand that, but I think we can agree, too. An earlier time would be better.
Yes. Maybe how about like a 5 p.m. start in Seattle?
Yeah. I mean, that would be a little bit better, so...
Yeah, well, it's 3 hours different. So you could listen to it on a radio at 8 o'clock, you know?
Sure. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. And that is the more egregious thing. It's not so much like having to have it there. It's that you're giving them a 7-10 start in Seattle. Like, You don't think Seattle baseball fans would like to have a day game? One of those nice 3 p.m. starts, 3:30 p.m. starts, like they've been known to do on opening day? So that then this, you know, back here on the East Coast, you can get a 6:30, 7 p.m. start? I don't know. It just seems wrong. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're such a diehard baseball fan, you're going to stay up and watch at 10:10 tonight. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break and be back in a few moments. The more I think about it, I don't think I have any memories associated with the sound of Belinda Carlisle's voice, whether it be her solo work or the Go-Go's, that isn't a happy, nostalgic memory. So, man, I love Belinda Carlisle. 508-996-0500. By the way, nobody won the jackpot for Powerball last night, so now the drawing for Saturday is up to $935 million. Probably will hit $1 billion by Saturday. So if you are going to go out and get a ticket, this is the one to get a ticket for, I guess. Might as well, right? We had just had a big jackpot go the other day, so it could happen to you. With the what was the other one? The Mega Millions. It could happen to you. I'll buy a ticket. I'll probably buy one ticket. And if I do win, what am I going to do with that money? Going to buy a house from the 1600s. There's a few around here that are for sale that I know about. So I'll buy a nice 1600s house that I can preserve. Then I'm going to get myself a 1985 Pontiac Trans Am. And that'll be it. Maybe a new motorcycle because the nice weather's coming up. And that's it. You'll see me driving around on my 85 Trans Am and you won't know that I'm a billionaire. Well, I guess I would not be a billionaire because they're going to take half of it in taxes. But I would, you know how people say, oh, you wouldn't know that I'm rich, but there'd be signs. You would know. You would know that I'm rich. No, not me. You wouldn't know because if you know, then you might ask me for money. And I'm not giving you any. I don't know. I think I would have to. I'd be donating to all kinds of things. I'm too much of a bleeding heart liberal, as so many of you out there accuse me of. But yes, that'd be what I would buy. A 1600s house and an 85 Pontiac Trans Am. With the bird on the hood. T-tops. Like the one that I used to have. My second Trans Am. My first Trans Am was an 82 with a primer gray hood. It was red with a primer gray hood. But I love that car. 420-something thousand miles when I smashed it into a tree. But then the 85, that one was beautiful. Just was never, as the kids would say, legal. never actually got it legally registered, but still drove it around. Those are the crazy days when I would do that kind of stuff. Anyway, so you won't know that I've won, but you'll know. But yes, we are looking at $935 million as of today, and the drawing isn't until Saturday, so with 62 and a half hours to go until the drawing, because they give you a countdown on the website, that's probably going to get up to $1 billion. So if you're going to buy a ticket, this is the one to buy it for. All right, now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
The Baltimore Bridge collapse sparking problems worldwide. Four people are dead in an Illinois stabbing spree. And as Tim mentioned, a lottery prize climbs to nearly $1 billion.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is a global crisis. Mark Mayfield has more.
That's what Maryland Governor Wes Moore told reporters on Wednesday, noting the port is one of the busiest on the East Coast. He said the national and world economy depend on the Port of Baltimore as it handled $80 billion in foreign cargo last year. The closure of the port also impacts thousands of jobs. Moore said the task of rebuilding the bridge and reopening the port will be real and daunting. I'm Mark Mayfield.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the cargo manifest for the Dali shows the ship was carrying 56 containers or 764 tons of hazardous materials when it hit the bridge.
Corrosives, a number of flammable materials, and we have some miscellaneous. They fall under what is Class 9, which is miscellaneous hazardous materials, which is where the lithium-ion batteries would be.
Homendy also says some of the containers had been breached. A preliminary report is expected in 2 to 4 weeks, with the full investigation taking 1 to 2 years. A suspect is in custody after four people were killed and seven injured in an Illinois stabbing spree. Police say 22-year-old Christian Soto was booked at the Winnebago County Jail on charges of first-degree murder and home invasion. He allegedly went on a killing rampage in several locations around Rockford, Illinois, on Wednesday. After being found guilty late last year on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to be sentenced today. Federal prosecutors are seeking up to 50 years in prison for the 32-year-old. President Joe Biden will be joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama for a fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Paul DeCastro with more. We'll bring you details on that story in a bit. Memorial services will take place tomorrow for the University of Missouri student who disappeared in Nashville and garnered national news coverage. The body of 22-year-old Riley Strain was found in a river March 22nd. His family says a private burial will be held at a later time. Pope Francis is back to reading full prepared texts himself at his weekly audience. On Wednesday, the 87-year-old gave the reading rather than having an aide do so like he's done in recent weeks. Francis has been dealing with a number of health issues for over a month. The pontiff will preside over a number of services this week, with Easter approaching on Sunday after cutting back on public appearances while having to visit the hospital. And it's worth repeating, the Powerball jackpot getting close to $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. Nobody matched all six numbers last night, so the prize rolls over to Saturday's drawing, and it'll be worth an estimated $935 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins came up short against the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1. They visit the Washington Capitals on Saturday night. The Celtics on the road to play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7:30. Red Sox doing opening day in Seattle, game at 10 tonight. And the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Tournament is here. UConn takes on San Diego State tonight in Boston.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We've got a day full of rain before us. Look for patchy fog in here as well. Temperatures will top out near 53. For tonight, the rain and fog continues throughout the overnight time frame. We're looking at lows near 40. Meanwhile, Friday, morning rain giving way to a blend of sun and clouds by the time we hit noon. Temperatures will be slightly cooler, topping out near 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
We had a technical difficulty a moment ago with the story, but just to give you the details, President Biden being joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama for a fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan. Biden is out to raise $15 million for his reelection campaign, and the centerpiece of tonight's event is what's being called an armchair conversation with President Biden and Clinton and Obama. Moderated by Stephen Colbert. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
The secret.
Wilson Phillips song that you totally forgot about, but I didn't forget about it because that's my favorite Wilson Phillips song. The SingStar game, though, Hold On. I could do pretty well at that. I cannot sing at all, but I could play that game. I knew where to hit the notes to get the highest score with my horrible falsetto that I would sing in order to get that score. So there's an interesting story at masslive.com. Now, Mass Live is the Springfield Republican. And while they try to, I think that's who it is, Springfield Republican. While they try to portray themselves as, you know, the website for all Massachusetts news, they cover mostly things that are happening in that area, in the Western Mass area. But they just were smart with their website choice way back in the early 2000s when they selected masslive.com. So they've become a dominant news source online because of that. But they have a story today about a UMass Amherst student who is also a Fairhaven native who is making a public appeal for a new kidney. Her name is Nellie Zeigel. She's 20 years old. She's a sophomore at UMass Amherst. And she's making a public plea to try to get a new kidney in an attempt to circumvent the multi-year wait for organ transplants and to avoid going on dialysis. She was diagnosed with vasculitis, a group of rare conditions that damage blood vessels by causing inflammation or swelling. She was diagnosed with that at the age of 10, and she's 20 now. And this is the third time she's been diagnosed with a chronic illness. Her kidneys are permanently damaged as a result, and she's been in the hospital since January, and she's in need of a donation. So what she has done is, rather than have to wait 5 to 7 years for a transplant, because she's going to need more than one transplant. They've already told her, you can get a new kidney, but it's not going to last. This is going to be an ongoing process for the rest of your life. So she's decided to put it out there to the public that she's looking for a new kidney. All this while she is studying education and psychology at UMass Amherst and hoping to graduate with dual degrees in 2026. So she's put out a website where anyone interested in becoming a living kidney donor can connect with her to begin the evaluation process. She says her insurance would cover the cost of a donor's evaluation, surgery, and recovery. And she says even if she doesn't find a match, she's hoping this will help others find a match. So you might be willing to donate your kidney. You find out you're not a match for her, but maybe there's somebody that you could donate a kidney to. I mean, if anybody's got some extras laying around, I'm sure Chris McCarthy would like one. I can't give him one of mine anymore, unfortunately. I'd actually had mine in reserve for another family member, but the story here is that, you know, she's taking it into her own hands. And that she is willing to say, well, you know what? You're saying it's going to take you 5 to 7 years to find me a donor. I'm going to try to find myself one sooner. And they always tell people that are transplant candidates, you know, ask around. Ask amongst your own personal network. But now with social media, your personal network can be the entire internet if you want it to be. And so Nellie Zeigel is doing her best to try to find that donor. And again, if you wanted to possibly donate, your evaluation, your surgery to donate, and your recovery would all be covered by her health insurance. So you wouldn't even need to incur any fees on your own insurance. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Speaking of Chris McCarthy, he's coming up in about 20 minutes with South Coast Now. Until then, it's me and you. Again, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my next break and be back in a few moments.
affair. And how many times do you swear that you never love again? How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? And why would you want to put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. Could it be that what you need the most could leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of her smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street and you should get a chance to meet. But that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. That's what we're trying to clock to see you.
And that is Sting, but the harmonica in that song is played by Stevie Wonder. So earlier we mentioned the butcher shop. When Mary was saying she was, you know, she'd be willing to try some bear meat, somebody suggested having Eric from the butcher shop look into it. And that's because the butcher shop can get you whatever you're looking for. Like Eric always says, if we don't have it, ask. I'll try to get it for you. If I can, I will. But one thing that they can get for you is whatever you plan on putting on the table this coming Easter Sunday. So time is of the essence here to get your orders in if you want to have them prepare it for you, which they will. They will prepare your Easter roast, your Easter ham, your Easter lamb, whatever it may be. They'll prepare it for you and have it ready to go for you on Sunday. But if you want to go down there and get it to cook yourself, well, they've got that too. And it's better than going to the supermarket because you're going to get better quality. You're going to get the cuts of meat that you actually want. And you're not going to pay that much more than you would if you were going into the supermarket. Sometimes less. But you're going to be supporting a local business that has good quality local food. And that's operated by a local family that's been in business for over 40 years. So stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and get not only whatever the featured item is going to be for your Easter Sunday dinner, but get everything else you need. Not only for that meal, but all of your grocery needs. They also have great platters if you want to have a little something to serve while that roast is cooking, while that lamb is cooking, while that ham is cooking. If you need a nice bottle of wine, or maybe a case of beer, depending on how you like to celebrate your Easter. They've got all that, too, in their beer and wine cellar. They've got the cheese fridge with cheeses from all over. I'm going to see if they have a Vonderdunk like Larry David enjoyed. But they've got everything you could possibly need, all at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And don't forget, they have great pre-made food. So if you're looking for a quick, easy meal, you can stop in and get some of the deliciousness they cook up every day at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, but definitely the place to go to get your Easter meats. And you can even get your eggs there if you want to get some eggs and dye those. Do you put eggs out for the kids, like actual eggs, or do you use the plastic eggs? In my house growing up, the Easter Bunny always left the plastic eggs. And there would be some change inside, maybe a dollar bill, maybe a $5 bill. And you would go around and collect those all. Sometimes, some families like to dye eggs and then hide those dyed eggs all around the house. I'd be a little bit more worried about that. We did that a few times when my son was younger. And we're like, okay, let's make sure we don't miss any. Because if you don't get them all and you find one, you know, on Patriots Day, it's a little bit late. So the egg hiding has to be carefully done. I actually had a box of something that I gave a coworker that she's going to hide instead, or that the Easter Bunny's going to hide instead around their yard. Little toys, much better. That way there, if you don't find them all, you don't have to worry about what's that smell coming from the corner. And then, of course, people like me who don't even really celebrate Easter, you know, maybe I'll go over my parents' house and have dinner with them or something, but nothing really major. I just like to go to the day after sales and get all the stuff half off. I don't even eat candy, but I still like to go and get it. Because, you know, you put it on your desk, people come into your office, they grab a little peanut butter egg, although I will eat the peanut butter eggs. I've just learned to eat them in moderation. Instead of going home and eating three or four, I'll eat one a day. Like I did with the peanut butter cups from Valentine's Day. 508-996-0500. Let's take our final break of the morning and we'll return in a few moments.
Chill.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Well, I've only got about a minute left, but if you want to try to squeeze one in, you can. If not, Chris McCarthy has you coming up next with South Coast Now. He'll be glad to take your phone calls. And of course, he always has great conversations with you. If you don't get to hear any of his show or my show or Barry's show, we have the podcasts available for you each and every day at WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, and wherever you get your podcasts from. So if there's an interview that you missed or a discussion that you missed, or if you called in and you want to hear yourself and say, oh, that doesn't sound like me, then you can get it all from our podcast. It's one of the many great features available on our app that is brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. And a reminder before we run out of time that Seize the Deal sale is going on at seizethedeal.com, 70% off. So you're getting $50 in gift certificates to a number of local restaurants for just $15. You can't go wrong with that. You still get to go to the restaurant and order $50 worth of food, but you only paid $15 for it. Please just remember, when you're tipping at the end of the meal, tip on what the price would have been before the discount. Don't.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money.